Yeah, and when you look back over the year and this year's championship, you'd have to say that I think the two best teams that showed the form coming into it are the ones who've got through to it, and I think it'll be a very good final. The two teams have played some very exciting hurling, and not too defensive, you'd have to say, that went all out for it and deservedly got to the final.
We'll start with the Rapparees first. They're obviously the defending football champions coming into this year, and they've shown they can hurl a little bit as well. They've kind of been threatening for the last couple of years and have finally got to that final.
Yeah, and you know, last year, funny enough, you know, when they came back and won it, the Starlights won the football. It does give you confidence. And, you know, Liam Ryan being available for the football was a big plus for him last year. It was a big loss to him in the hurling championship last year, you know, and they were probably, I think I said it, you know, even at the end of last year, that they were probably the unluckiest team in the senior hurling last year. You know, they were only pipped by a point in one or two of the games, and they could have very, very easily been in the semi-final. So, you know, they played very well this year. You know, the full back line, or Ben Edwards, I think has been exceptional. You know, Liam Ryan, we know what Liam is capable of doing and always produces it for the reps. And then you have Jack Kelly, who's been a stalwart, we'd say, at centre-back, and Kevin Foley in around the area. But I think the main area where they've really been, Alan Tobin and James Pear in the middle of the field, have been very, very good for, you know, any game they've gone out. They win a lot of possession, they use it very well. And again, you know, once they get the ball into the forwards, it likes the experience of Ricky Fox and Nick Dyle, win a lot of possession there, and I think they work very, very well as a team. You know, any of the subs that they brought in, the likes of Lenny Connolly, the likes of Tommy Foley, Dylan McPhee, they've always been able to contribute to the bottom line of the score and at the end of every game, and it's been a big, big difference. They haven't, apart from the first game in Gengori, I was very impressed with them. You know, they were on top from the word go, got some great scores. They'll miss them one or two again, Feather, but then they came back very, very strong after that. And, you know, as I say, deservedly are in the county final tomorrow.
And it was a tough game against Lynn Barrentown. You know, they went down to that early goal to Matthew Joyce early on, but goals have been really important for Enniscorthy this year, and that second half penalty, that really put the gloss on it, didn't it?
It did, but you know, even they were hanging in there when Glenn were really on top, they were still hanging in there, you know. Ryan Mann were getting some crucial points, I'd say, from frees. You know, Ricky Fox got a few points as well, and Kevin Foley, you know, that penalty that they got, you know, was deservedly, because they were, you know, they were starting to come into the game very, very strongly. They sent out a few signals that they wanted to really go for it when they sent Liam Ryan up the centre forward, and once they put that penalty away, there was only one team in it then, and deservedly came out in front. But as I say, early on in the game, when Glyn Barrentown were very much on top, we were able to keep, you know, taking them one or two points. Liam Ryan was able to get one or two crucial points, would give a big right. But as I say, the Alan Tobin and the James Pear never really stopped going for the whole hour, and once they kept themselves in the game, and really Kevin Foley came to the fore in the last 10 minutes, I think he scored 1-2 counting the penalty, but was crucial in a lot of scores. They worked very, very hard for each other, and that's why they are where they are at the minute in the county final.
St. Anne's obviously getting that big win over Owlers earlier on in the year, so this will be their first county final since the 2019, where they were beaten by St. Martin's, and they've been kind of quietly going along, you know, a lot of county stars on that team, and I probably would make them slight favourites maybe.
Yeah, a lot of people would probably make them favourites because of the fight that they bring to every game, and when I say that, I mean that in a good way. You know, they're very, very strong in the air. They have that diamond shape of Brian Kavanagh, Aidan Rochford, Dermot O'Keefe and Liam McGovern between the halfback, centre-back, centre-forward and the two midfielders, and that's where a lot of their scores come from. You know, the two furlongs on each side, Dara Furlong and Mark Furlong, have really contributed. I think 4 points between them last week, 4 points again from, you know, 50, 60 yards out the game. And then the likes of Liam Rochford in corner forward causes a big threat, always comes on to it. But the man who's really sort of throws a lot of his weight around and his height around and everything else he has around in the full forward line is Jonathan Fogarty. He was a real thorn in the Chevaliers side in the semi-final. But again, you know, the likes of Owen Ryan, a very young full back line, and it'll be interesting to see how they cope on the day of the county final. Finn O'Driscoll, you know, being a very, very good underage hurler, but really proved himself when he came to the fore here at senior level as well. So it's all to play for, I suppose. You know, some people make St. Anne's favourite, and you know what they give to the jersey is exceptional at times, you'd have to say. They have forwards as well. They're able to bring in Padraig O'Keefe the last day for the get a goal, and see what Raymond Barry is subbed, and I think it's 19 years since the last time he was on the team that won the county final. So again, you know, they have a great blend of youth and experience, and they're probably, as everyone will make them, as favourites, but you have a slight inkling for Drapery, to be honest with you. I like the way they played this year. You know, they had a good win against Glengowrie to start with, probably brought back down to Earth of Smallby the day they played Feathered when they were missing one or two, but they've came very, very strong in the last two games. And I think it'll be a great game. I think it'll be a great spectacle. The fact that we have two teams that they haven't won too many county finals, I think between them they've just won two. So it's nice to see teams like that making a breakthrough. The other thing probably that, like, you know, this referees team at underage, a lot of them here at underage, at minor and under 20, have won county championships and premier. And again, you know, they have the talent there. They've really, in fairness to Declan Root, and has brought in really a good combination again of youth and experience. And maybe, you know, I think Doc O'Connor and Joey Cairns have done a lot with the ends. They might have to go to extra time for this lady, some, but I'm just siding with the town team on this.
Obviously, a man who's going to be a very interested spectator tomorrow is the new Wexford senior hurling manager, Dara Egan. We know about the County Stars on both sides, but who do you think needs to have a big game tomorrow to really sort of make him sit up and take notice?
Well, I'd say he's probably saw a couple of them already, but I think the corner, the fullback, Liam Shockman, I know he's only 19 years of age, but the way he's performed so well this year is one that you're going to have to, he's going to have to probably have a look at, you know. And again, you know, the Finns O'Driscoll, he would have represented Wexford at minor, and would have been on the panel at minor and under 20 as well. So like, he has names to call for on the other side. You're going, you know, the likes of Alan Tovel and James Pear in the middle of the field, big, strong guys. Jack Kelly has played very, very well, let's say, at centre-back, and Ben Edwards. And then you look to the forwards. They have a lot of experience in the forwards, you'd have to say. But as I said, you know, Oisin Pepper, Oran Carty, all these guys that are there in the subs are well capable of turning the game for them. So, you know, there is a lot of talent on show tomorrow. And it's not just tomorrow's game, but I think what a lot of them have done through the championship this year will tell the tale whether they'll be brought in on the panel or not.
Put your neck on the line here. You were hinting towards the Rapparees earlier on. Is that the way you think it's going to go?
Yeah, I'm sort of going with the Raps, to be honest with you. Again, what St. Anne's bring to the jersey, and the likes of Manimo McGovern or Dermot O'Keefe or Brian Cavan or even Jonathan Fogarty, they're any match winner on their day. But I think the way, you know, the way Skippy Root taking has brought this Raps team together, they're really fighting for one another. They're able to bring in that one or two subs, the likes of Tomás Mann, who's able to come in and steady the ship every time there's a bit of a problem on board. You know, I think that little thing might just drag him over the line. But as I say, would not be at all surprised if it went to extra time.
That's it. And will you be striding out to the centre circle there at half time as part of the Jubilee team?
Yeah, it's nice, to be honest with you. Hopefully it's a fine day we'll be able to walk out there on it. But it's nice to be part of it. It was, you know, 25 years now, but it was great memories for me, all the guys, and to be part of a county final day anytime. Might be part of any of the two teams that are out there, but it's nice to be out there and to be awarded that after 25 years. It passes very, very quick, and it was nice to be part of the 96 thing that was going on in Wexford. It was a big thing, and it just tells you know, we'll see tomorrow when both of these teams go out what hurling means to the people of Wexford, and it's nice to be out there and invite you down.